As president, I will once again stand strongly with the state of Israel, and we will cut off the money to the terrorists on day one. And reimpose the travel ban on terror-afflicted countries. I had a travel ban. You know, we think of it. I don't like talking about it, but now I can, because the time is up. I went 4 years without a problem. 4 years, because I had a travel ban. And the Islamic terrorists weren't allowed. It was very tough for them. I had a very strong travel ban. We didn't have a problem in 4 years. People forget that. People forget what happened before I was there. We had a big, big problem. But the bloodshed and killing that we saw this week will never, ever be allowed to happen on American soil, except for the fact that we have now allowed tens of thousands of probable terrorists into our country. We have people coming, men, coming in from China by the thousands. Men, not women, men coming in by the thousands. We have men coming in from the Middle East by the thousands and thousands, and they let them come in, just come right in. There's something going on, and we got to be careful. We need smart leadership. If we don't have smart leadership, we're not going to have a country any longer.
He's back, gang, and so is the so-called Muslim travel ban. We're going to talk about the ongoing worldwide fallout from the Israel-Hamas conflict and what it all means for a rapidly changing world. You're not going to want to miss this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, back in the studio, as you can see, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, gang. President Trump was in New Hampshire the other day, where he publicly declared that if reelected, he will indeed reinstate his highly controversial travel ban. That was one of his first measures as president when he was first elected. So if you recall, Trump instituted a travel ban that was ironically first recommended by the Obama administration. It was the travel banning of several countries: Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen. It was hugely popular at the time in the polls, but that didn't stop the legacy media from infamously designating it the Muslim travel ban, to highlight what they considered the inherently racist and xenophobic nature of the ban. The AP, in fact, went so far as to say that the travel ban also affects what they called two non-Muslim countries, referring to travelers from North Korea and some Venezuelan government officials and their families. So this really was nothing less than the corporatist globalist media picking sides, as they always do. They pick the secular corporatist globalist side, which tried to argue that the travel ban was unconstitutional because it was Islamophobic. I mean, it was just pathetic, and it worked. The ban was originally struck down by a judicial fiat, and interestingly, the lower courts never really explained why they rejected the notion that the president of the United States had the power to legally block entry of travelers he deemed security threats. But in banning these countries that are predominantly Muslim, the courts clearly followed suit with the radically woke reporting that accused Trump of putting forward a religious test in refugee admissions, hence why its detractors referred to this executive order ad nauseum as a so-called Muslim ban. There was a legal logic to the rhetoric there, or perhaps better, a legal motive. The executive order, of course, was not a Muslim ban. It did not in any way, shape, or form ban Muslims, strictly speaking, from immigrating to the United States. It was a temporary suspension of very specific nations that were identified, again, originally, ironically, by the Obama administration, as particularly threatening sources of terror. It never had anything to do with a ban on a religion per se. And the Supreme Court ultimately agreed. The majority ruled in Trump's favor. And now Trump is calling for that travel ban's reinstatement. In fact, he even might expand the ban. And he's not alone. Wait until you see who's now jumped on the closing the border bandwagon. The bandwagon. This is going to absolutely make your day. But first,
I'll be back.
That's right, gang. He is back. It is time to show our support and celebrate the great return by clicking on the link below and getting your very own Trumpinator 2024 bobblehead in preparation for Donald Trump's glorious reascendance to the United States presidency. This collectible bobblehead from Proud Patriots is made with the highest quality material and really is a must-have for any Trump fan who wants to send some energy towards what's shaping up to be the single most glorious political comeback in history. Now, don't wait. There are just a limited number of these collectibles, and you don't want to be caught paying way more later on eBay from someone who bought one right now. So whatever you do, don't wait. Click on that link below right now and show your support for Trump 2024 today. So looky here. Look who's jumping on the Build-A-Wall bandwagon. It's none other than the rabid anti-Trumper Arnold Schwarzenegger. Take a look.
What do you think about the current immigration crisis? Because you have such a unique perspective, and what's going on at the border. What do you think of Biden, President Biden, starting to build these 20 miles of wall? What's your perspective?
You know, mine is always, since I've been there as governor, I've seen firsthand how this is not a one kind of a step approach. You have to really have comprehensive immigration reform. You have to look at this immigration problem in a comprehensive way. You can, first of all, I believe very strongly in having a border that no one can get through. That's number one for me. I believe in a very, very strong kind of a border defense, and do not have those illegal elements coming in here, drugs I'm talking about, and cartel, and all of those things, and maybe from other countries, people. You know, I'm always worried about terrorism and all this stuff, and I've seen the studies when I was governor, the great danger there is in this area. Mm. So we have to have a really secure border, but we got to go and reform our immigration system. This is where the action is, yeah. I think.
So an impenetrable border is Arnold's number one priority. So now even never Trumpers are becoming Trumpian on the border. And it's not hard to explain. Whether woke leftists like it or not, what's happening more and more around the world is that walls are going up, they're not coming down. What we've seen over the last 3 years with the border crisis deliberately instituted by bumbling Biden has been an aberration. It's been an anomaly. Everywhere we look, walls are going up. They're not coming down. There's a reason 2016 was called the year of the wall, because everywhere you look, nations were tightening their borders. I mean, you could look at France, Hungary, India, Austria, Italy, Greece, Israel. You could go on and on and on. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, border walls were going up. They weren't coming down. And these are thoroughly nationalist, populist walls that seek to protect culture and religion and tradition and language and land and custom from the anti-cultural dynamics of globalization. And now what we're seeing in Israel with the Hamas militants, the whole notion of borders is back, front and center, and it totally and completely humiliates the woke left and their borderless fantasy land. This is going to be one of the major fallouts from this Hamas-Israeli conflict. We now have studies that found that terrorist acts almost always sway the vast majority of the population way to the political right, largely because they remind the population of the importance of border security, which of course is the political position of the nationalist populist right. What's happening in Israel right now is a reminder that borders matter. National security matters. And that means that President Trump's message of national sovereignty and security is resonating now more than ever. It's no coincidence that Rasmussen polling is reporting that they have data that shows that upwards of 30% of Democrats, yes, you heard that right, 30% of Democrats, according to Rasmussen, are ready to vote Trump. This is what may indeed perhaps be the single biggest fallout issue from the Hamas-Israel conflict. A return to border security is the central issue of 2024. Promises a Trump blowout like we never even imagined. Hey gang, I know what it's like to feel alone out there in these turbulent times, but I broke free. If you too have been looking for a community with like-minded patriots who are serious about resisting globalism, building a parallel economy, and having intelligent and deep fellowship on a regular basis, then you've come to the right place. And my Courageous Patriot Insiders community, we're building a close-knit movement of, by, and for patriots who are breaking free from the outrage and despair cycles of the mainstream media and taking on the fight against globalism. Every week, I deep dive into the content I can't share on big tech and give you the cliff notes on the truth of how patriots just like you are building up their communities, starting patriot businesses, and fighting the woke in both public and private. All with a few history and political lessons from yours truly, of course. If you want to stop feeling alone as a patriot and stand together with this fast-growing community, be sure to click on the link in the description below. Don't wait. Join me and my Patriot Coalition today, and let's get fighting.